Welcome back to The Bottom Line on KCPW. I'm Doug Wells, and today I'm happy to share with you another Startup Spotlight interview. These are shorter interviews that focuses on the earlier stages of a company's development. Today, we are speaking with CEO Mike Van Thiel, and he is the founder of Known Factors. Mike, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, great to be here.
So what does Known Factors do?
So Known Factors provides a cloud-based data collection and aggregation platform. You know, imagine that you have a company with lots of data, financial data, all the SaaS systems you use, your internal databases, and now you want to get insight to that data. You might go buy a product like Tableau or Domo, and then you realize, oh my gosh, this is really hard. I need people internally to do this for me. You go hire a whole bunch of people. You don't have to do any of that anymore. You call Known Factors, and we do all that data prep and aggregation for you. So you can now get insights into to your internal data without the need to invest in internal sources and resources and technologies.
So what size company is typically your customer?
It's the mid-tier company. So the startups, they still think they can do everything themselves. They haven't experienced the pain of data yet. The Fortune 50s or Fortune 100s, they spend $1 million on internal data warehouse teams and technologies. We fit right in the middle where you don't really have the ability to go spend $500,000 on an internal team or even $100,000. And that's where we come in. A lot of our customers, they've tried tools like Domo, Tableau, Yellowfin, and they realize that they're great tools. They're awesome. We love them. But it's very hard to do the data prep and the work it takes to get to that point where you can beautifully visualize your tool. So those companies, they end up calling us and saying, hey, we got this great tool, but we can't really make it work. We can't get value out of it. And so we help them with that. And we're service-based as well. So we charge you a monthly subscription fee just like the other guys do, and we do it all for you. Kind of your outsourced data warehouse, you know, analytics team for as a service.
And so do you have folks that are making specialized reports for each of the customers, or is there a suite of kind of standardized reports? And the downside of the ease of use is you don't have as much flexibility on tweaking the results.
No. We have still ultimate flexibility. At the end of the day, you still get a full interface to build your own reports and your own visualizations and your own dashboards. We just get all the data ready for you. You know, these companies have data in 10, 15 different places, from Salesforce to QuickBooks to RingCentral, InContact. The data is really all over the place. Google Analytics, Google AdWords. We bring it all together into one version of the truth, one central repository. So now you can put the visualization tool on top of that. And we offer a really nice one in a partnership with another company. You get the same flexibility. You just don't have to worry about getting your data ready. Your dirty data, your, you know, complicated data, we take care of all of that. So you don't have to.
So there's some people in your cars that are nodding their head in agreement. They understand exactly this problem. They're living this problem. For a lot of folks, we've heard of big data, but really haven't experienced it in a day-to-day world. Tell us the types of things your customers are using big data for. What kind of insights can they get that maybe 5 years ago they would not have been able to?
Yeah, we're actually not a big data company. You know, the word big data is used a lot. I like to call us a medium data company. Big data companies, you know, they collect data on, you know, traffic signals, and it's just billions of records that are very narrow. There's very few fields. There's very little contact, but it's so big, it's a problem in itself. We focus more on the medium data, the typical company's data, where you have lots of data, very wide, lots of fields, lots of different things, and you cannot get that horizontal view across the data. So that's really where we focus. And it starts really simple. You know, we have some customers in the medical field, behavioral health specifically, drug addiction, alcoholism and stuff like that. They don't even have simple insights into their data often. How many people do I have right now in my facility? Who's come back multiple times? What's the care like? What are the outcomes like? So really basic information is very hard for them to get. They need an Excel person spending, you know, 2, 3, 4 days a month just trying to collect it all together. We completely eliminate that need and will give you your answers every day. Always accurate, always up to date. And now that person that spent all this time collecting can actually help improve care, improve revenue, and reduce costs. So
is your typical customer somebody that has struggled for several months, if not several years? They've got the data, they've been trying to tweak out these insights, and they just haven't been able to do it? Or is it somebody that has yet to ever really try to utilize the data?
Now, often it's people that have experienced the pain. So often people come to us that have bought a tool, and we have some locally here, quite a few, that are just frustrated with it. They can't really make it work. They've been with them for a long time. They really need the data. They spend a lot of time playing around in Excel or whatnot, and they're just tired of it, and they're tired of always getting different answers in different places. So they come to us and say, hey, we know this is hard. Why don't you go do it for us?
And what are you guys doing differently that allows you to solve this problem where maybe these companies have been frustrated in the past?
Yeah, so we don't focus on the pretty graphs and the animated bar charts and all the sexy stuff that's going on with reporting. We don't focus on that at all. For the last 20 years, I've really focused on the data itself, and it's not very sexy. It's very hard, and 20 years ago nobody really cared, and now it's starting to become more and more important because all these tools out there that say, hey, just point our tool at your data and magic will happen. They're realizing that it's just not that hard and not that easy to do this, and that's why they need people like us to do this for them. Or they can go invest a whole bunch of money and create our internal team, but you need budget for that, and most of these companies don't have it or don't want to spend it on that. They want to spend it on their website, on their sales, on their marketing, and so that's where we focus.
If you're just joining us this morning, our guest is CEO of Known Factors, CEO Mike Van Thiel. We're talking about the challenges of this data and weaving out of it, extracting from it the insights. Where do you think this industry is in 10 years? Do you think this is something that mom and pops will be able to utilize, much like with a little bit of work, a mom and pop organization can utilize QuickBooks, they can utilize Excel spreadsheets and build some fairly powerful tools? Do you see your space getting easier and easier and more accessible to smaller businesses? Or is the problem of data cleanup and the other related issues just so inherent that it may never get there?
Yeah, so there's only more and more data is coming. And most of the investment of the industry is going towards the end user tool, the visualization tool, the artificial intelligence, the predictive analytics, all the things that expect data, but don't really do a good job or any job at cleaning data, preparing the data. They expect it to come to them in a more perfect form than it ever is. So there's not very, very much focus on the cleaning part because it's hard. It's just not easy to do. And what we've done, we've created over really the last 10 years a lot of tooling and techniques and processes and methodologies to do this right. And then we also focus on verticals. We can help anyone, really. We can help the visualization companies. But what we've really discovered, if we focus on the travel industry, for instance, we're really active in travel, vacation rentals, the Airbnbs of the world, as well as behavioral health. They really have nothing to do with each other. But we found they're very fragmented markets that have lots of data that really need a data cleaning service, preparation service like us. And nobody's really focusing on it. So we're in a nice spot, and the investment is really going to all these tools that sit on top of that. And so we partner with all these tools to give a mom and pop shop, the same capabilities as an IBM would have, or the larger companies. Because a lot of these visualization tools and a lot of these kind of presentation tools, they're becoming more accessible. They didn't used to be accessible. You used to have to invest $500,000 to even get access to that. And now what? Now they're all cloud-based, and we're just sitting on the back of that, also cloud-based, also just charging a monthly subscription. So it's very accessible. It's very affordable. And we just do all the hard work for you. And we've just really good at it. We've done it for so long that, you know, even the big companies, they can't do it as efficiently as we do.
Well, let's talk about your journey. You mentioned, you know, your firm's been doing this data cleanup for so long, and you've gotten good at it. What has your path been to becoming CEO of Known Factors?
Yeah, so I moved to Utah in 1991 on an exchange program with the university in the Netherlands, a university in the Netherlands. So I ended up at the University of Utah, computer science department. After about 6 months, I decided to stay, graduated, got my master's degree in computer science, got an MBA a little later, joined some local tech companies where right from the start, I gravitated towards the data. It's like a puzzle. It's fun for me and for, you know, whoever works for us to solve these data problems that nobody really wants to deal with. So did that for a long time, then started a company called Exo Solutions, actually, that focused more on professional services in data warehousing. And then we spun off a different brand about 3 years ago now called Known Factors, where we've taken this to the cloud and really tapped into the whole SaaS market. It's actually technically called PaaS, Platform as a Service, not Software as a Service. So did that 3 years ago and bootstrapped it for a long time. And, you know, we got to a certain path, we had certain growth where we were able to hire some folks. And now we're on kind of an explosive track to really grow to the next level.
So let's talk about some of those experiences. So you've got a master's in computer science. Obviously, this is a technology company that's very relevant. How helpful was the MBA for you?
It was very helpful, but not in a way that I thought it was going to be helpful, because I learned in the startups after that, you know, we just talked about it right before the interview, the real stuff they don't teach you in business school. You have to learn it, you know, in startups and larger companies. So it gave me a really good base. I always wanted to do my business degree. You know, when I was like 18, I tried to decide computer science or business, and I decided computer science, and I figured I could do the business later. And that was probably the right choice. But there was just stuff that I think from a just base level I was missing. And it's also just nice to be able to say you have an MBA, to be completely honest. It helps.
It is nice to be able to say that, although I'm not sure it's worth as much work and effort if that's a big piece of it.
No, it was a lot of work. I mean, doing the MBA, wow, it was something else.
Is a lot of work. It is a lot of work. How about the challenges of switching hats from being, you know, really focused on technology to being focused on growing a business? You're now CEO, you're not CTO.
Yeah.
What was that transition like?
Yeah, it's been a really kind of smooth transition that didn't just come 3 years ago. I've always had a good business sense from, you know, the day I started, you know, my degree in computer science, and I've always been very entrepreneurial. So it's been a very smooth track. You know, I was the CTO of a couple of companies here in town where I also played, you know, a business role. So, you know, and I just, you know, made sense, and you know, I wanted to do my own thing and be in charge of my own destiny, and that's how I ended up being the CEO. But I'm still a tech guy at heart, so I spend a lot of time, obviously, playing CTO.
So with your background, you can wear both hats, the business hat and the technology hat. That's when correct. How did you make the decision that the time was right to start building out the team and start bringing on other people?
Yeah, that's usually a matter of cash flow. So, you know, when you're early on, unless you get lucky and somebody wants to invest a whole bunch of money in an idea, which doesn't happen too often, you know, you grow, you get to a certain revenue level, and you're realizing you just can't do it all yourself anymore. You have to wear too many hats, and then you attract the right people. And so that's how I attracted Carl Churchill. He's actually right out here. And he joined us. He has a lot of experience in startups as well, and so he's handling a lot of the business sides of things right now, and he's doing awesome. So we make an awesome team, and we'll add some other folks here over the next couple of months. We're actually actively interviewing for some data scientists right now. So
you and a bunch of other people, those are hard folks to find. Well, Mike, we thank you for joining us today on The Bottom Line.
Yeah, thank you.
Our guest this morning has been Mike Van Thiel. He is the CEO of Known Factors. We'd also like to thank our friends at Boom Startup, a Utah-based accelerator that over several months nourishes and mentors companies. Mike just came out of that program as well. Today's show was recorded at the KCPW studios on Library Square and produced by Ross Chambliss. You can hear my entire interview on our website, kcpw.org. You can tweet me at Savvy Wells or at KCPW Bottom Line. I'm Doug Wells. Join us next week on The Bottom Line.